In the silence that ensued, the hum of distant voices borne upon the evening air came floating through the open window.
"What's that?"
said the sick child, opening his eyes. "The boys at play upon the green." He took a handkerchief from his pillow and tried to wave it above his head, but the feeble arm dropped powerless down. "Shall I do it?" said the schoolmaster.
"Please wave it at the window,"
was the faint reply.
"Tie it to the lattice. Some of them may see it there. Perhaps they'll think of me and look this way."
He raised his head and glanced from the fluttering signal to his idle bat that lay with slate and book and other boyish property upon the table in the room, and then he laid him softly down once more, and again clasped his little arms around the old man's neck. The two old friends and companions, for such they were, though they were man and child, held each other in a long embrace, and then the little scholar turned his face to the wall and fell asleep. The poor schoolmaster sat in the same place, holding the small, cold hand in his and chafing it. It was but the hand of a dead child. He felt that, and yet he chafed it still, and could not lay it down.